Life sometimes takes a terrible turn. Other people plot and plan bad things in our lives. It's sad but true. So when that happens, what exactly is God up to? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. Life can be so incredibly unfair. Through no fault of our own, sometimes people or circumstances or both turn against us to bring us down. Joseph of Technicolor Dreamcoat fame was an interesting character. He was his father's favourite, so his brothers conspired to kill him, although eventually they sold him into slavery. He worked as a slave, spent years in prison for something he didn't do, on and on. It was pretty ugly stuff, and without doubt, he must have sat there rotting in jail, wondering what he ever did to deserve this terrible injustice. But eventually, because God's hand was on his life, and because each time adversity struck, he just kept on doing good, kept on using his gifts and abilities, he became the prime minister of Egypt. And as things turned out, one day his brothers came down to Egypt during a famine and stood before this brother of theirs whom they treated so badly. When Joseph told them who he was, they were beside themselves. He had the power of life and death over them. What would he do? But this is what he said to them, Genesis chapter 50, verse 20. It is true that you plan to do something bad to me, but really, God was planning good things. God's plan was to use me to save the lives of many people. And that's what's happened. When injustice and adversity strike, as they do from time to time, remember this, God has a plan. It's a good plan, and his good plan will always prevail over the evil plans of others, always. That's God's word, fresh for you today. When the going gets tough, we need a handle on what God is up to. We need his word to speak courage into our hearts. And that's why you can receive this fresh devotional in your inbox each day. Just stop by at christianityworks.com and you'll see the fresh sign up right there at the top of the homepage. And when you do subscribe, you'll immediately receive a copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again is christianityworks.com.